Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Karen, let's start Panic or Patience with the Chiefs' opponent on Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens. Are you going to stay patient with Lamar and the boys, or is it a five-alarm fire panic time up in Baltimore?
Yeah, I'm not going to press the panic button on the Ravens. I think they're too good at quarterback. I think they're too good at coach. I also think that their division is still mostly wide open. Cincinnati has an injury. I think Cleveland's one of the bottom five teams in the league. I know they just got a great home win. Cleveland is winning five games at the absolute most this season and pressing another reset on them as an organization. It's really between you and the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I've seen the Steelers do this before. They get off to a really hot start in the first 8 weeks of the season, and then the weather starts to get cold and the leaves change, and then the Steelers turn into who they really are, a 9-8, maybe 10-17. I still think that's very much in play for the Baltimore Ravens. So win, lose on Sunday, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to hit the panic button just yet. I'm going to wait when it comes to the Baltimore Ravens. I'm not pressing it.
So I am also not pressing it, but we're on the same page here. It's because their division is playing down, right? If Joe Burrow was healthy, I'd be in panic mode, but their division is kind of bad, so I stay patient as well. Moving on, Carrington, let's go to a team inside the Chiefs division that's 1-2. No, not the Kansas City Chiefs. We talk about them all the time. I'm talking about the Denver Broncos, the offseason darlings, or at least they were my offseason darling. They have started 1-2, and Bo Nick's numbers against good teams continues to get worse. Should Broncos country stay patient or let's ride into panic town?
I don't know how you can press the panic button right now for the Denver Broncos. Their entire season is really based off one play. The Colts were kicking a 61-yard field goal, and the defensive player for the Broncos jumped over the center to try to block it. That's a penalty. They threw a flag. The Colts got another chance at a kick. So now it goes from a 60-yard field goal to a 46-yard field goal because of the 15-yard penalty. They then make the kick and you lose 29-28. So we'd be talking about a team where if you just put your hands up, they miss the kick. You're now a 2-1 team and your one loss is on the road to the Los Angeles Chargers. So no, I'm not going to press the button. Also important to note that four of the next five games for the Broncos are against the Bengals, Jets, Giants, and Cowboys. So there's a stretch for them to eventually get right. So no, I'm not going to press the button on the Broncos. They're still one of the teams. I'm maybe not looking at them as a team that can win the division. I didn't think that about them at the very beginning of the season. But they're a team that I think could grab either the sixth or the seventh wild card spot. They're still very much in that conversation to me, not pressing the panic button.
Let's talk about a team who last year won their division, and they are in the AFC. They were a team a lot of people thought could take that next step and compete with the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm about the Houston Texans, who they are on this list despite being winless. They aren't 1-2. They are 0-3.
Who's not pressing the panic button for them? Please press the panic button.
I don't think you can press the button hard enough.
The button's broke. I hit the button so hard.
I mean, it's honest. Honestly, do you think the Texans are a playoff team is now a real question.
Playoffs? I mean, they're just trying to win a game. Their quarterback has 2 touchdown passes and 3 interceptions. He's been sacked 8 times. He has a 76 quarterback rating. We talking about playoffs? No, I'm pressing the panic button. What are you talking about? This team can't run the football successfully. They can't block their quarterback. No, I'm not talking about the playoffs with them right now. No, I'm pressing the panic button on the Houston Texans. Absolutely. They're the reason I came up with this segment, Patience or Panic, because I wanted to press the button for the Texans.
I mean, they are really bad.
Yeah, they're a bad team.
Did they get right this weekend against the Titans? I know you liked the Titans preseason.
I was wrong. That was a stupid opinion. That was a silly opinion. Sometimes I get things wrong, too. It don't happen a lot, but yeah, sometimes I'm wrong. I thought the Tennessee was going to be a lot better than what they are. They're bad. They're a 5-win football team.
Speaking of bad predictions, I was all in on the Patriots in the preseason. They're in this segment for Panic or Patience. They have started 1-2 with their only win being a nail-biter against the Miami Dolphins, who are in that same Titans category. Carrington, do you think Vrabel and Co. should panic or stay patient with the start of their season?
I mean, I'm going to say patience for the New England Patriots, but I think it's worth kind of keeping in mind what we're talking about. People were talking about the Patriots going from being a 4-win team to like an 11-win team. Why can't they just go from being a 4-win team to an 8-win team? So they're better. They're trending in the right direction, but they're not a team that we really need to be worried about. I think that's still very much in play for them. They got a game against Carolina. They can get back to 2-2. And then they got 3 straight road games at Buffalo, at New Orleans, at Tennessee. So why don't we revisit this conversation at the end of week 6 and we'll see where we are with the New England Patriots. We'll see where they stand. But I'm guessing that New England is somewhere between a 7-9 win team. Maybe they grab that playoff spot and they can get hot as that 7th wild card team. Or they're a team that's trending in the right direction. They feel better about their quarterback. And in year 3 with their QB, they're ready to take a little bit of a bigger jump. So I'm not going to press the panic button with them. I don't really think there's a reason to. They're not a contending team, but let's see if they're a good team.
I was very early returns are. I was wrong about the Patriots. I thought they would go from nothing team to contending team right away. I was all in on Mike Vrabel. I was wrong. Looks like I'm wrong. All right, Carrington.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything to be shamed about the losses they have. The Raiders are okay. I mean, that's a coin flip kind of game. You lose those games.
It's the way they lost both games more than the actual losses.
And Pittsburgh's just better than they are. Like, Pittsburgh's a better team than the New England Patriots. They're just further along in the process than where the New England Patriots are. So losing those 2 games isn't a big deal. Now, losing a home game to the Carolina Panthers, all right, that's a conversation that we can have if you lose a home game to them. There's no reason you're losing to the Carolina Panthers at the crib if you've taken that step forward that you're talking about.
Our final team, Carrington, and speaking of teams who have lost to the Panthers, our final team in Panic or Patience is the Atlanta Falcons.
You should have the panic button in your house if you cheer for the Atlanta Falcons. Why do you ever feel calm if you cheer for the Atlanta Falcons? Can you tell me that?
I don't know, but nothing says calm with the organization like firing a wide receiver coach and bringing an OC down from the box. That'll change things. Should Michael Penix and Co. be panicked, or their division's kind of bad, should they stay patient, or is it a 5-alarm fire?
If you get beat 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers, I don't care what your record is. You can be 12-0. And if you got beat 30-0 by the Carolina Panthers, I got to press the button because that's indicative of a much more serious problem. So yeah, I'm pressing the button. Just, you got completely outclassed. You got outclassed 30-0. I don't even know what's worse. The fact that Carolina scored 30 against you or you couldn't score against the Carolina Panthers. Both. To quote Shannon Sharp, capital B, capital O, capital A, capital F. Both. Yes, I'm pressing the panic button. I can't do that. I can't believe you even asked me a question like that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.